Two travellers entered the inn. They shook the rain off at the door, but kept their heavy cloaks on as they moved further into the crowded dining hall, pulling their damp, dark hoods tighter over themselves.
"You'll behave?"
the short one rasped. The taller one didn't answer, but by the sharp up-and-down movement at the shoulders, might have given an annoyed shrug. This made them a curiosity. As the shrouded couple shuffled past the ranks of occupied tables, everyone's conversations resumed, but with voices lowered and their eyes tracking the new arrivals. And they paid little attention to what they themselves were saying, nor cared how well it fit with what was being discussed just seconds before, or whether they were making any sense at all. Without looking up, the short one led the taller one to a corner table far from the fireplace.
"You'll stay here and behave,"
the rasp came again, after they'd rested a minute.
"Just mind yourself and say nothing."
Odd accent, and a slight limp, it seemed. Yet the small one controlled the larger one, with the power to seat the larger one at a table and expect the larger one to remain quiet after it had gone away, which it did after delivering its instructions. When the small, scratchy-voiced, limping one exited, the room's chatter dribbled to an end.
"You're going to do something about this, Brunhilde," a patron whispered to the innkeep with a sly, baiting grin.
"Best to keep out of it,"
she said, toweling a table anxiously and eyeing the solitary figure.